Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Conrad Reicher. His new book, Ersatz Elite, How Cultural Marxist Fake Civilization is about how the world has been stolen from men through things like DEI hires and divorce courts. We're living in a gynocracy, and this book shows us how the civilization we built as men has also been taken over by wokesters and those women. There's an ebook on Amazon as well as an audiobook format on Google Play and Spotify. 6 hours of listening for the price of a cup of coffee. What are you waiting for? Sponsor links are down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, companies are forcing consumers to pay more for everything with their phone. You used to get a charger, cord, and headphones. I recently bought a Samsung phone and I guess I was lucky they included a cord in the phone box. If you think this is something, then in another 20 years, phones will come with an empty box and a chip will be installed in your brain. We're already there with the empty box idea. Every year I buy tax software at Walmart, and it's just an empty box with a software code inside of it. It's still cheaper than buying it on their website. Moving on, if you've been following my MGTOW content for years, then you'll get this. Marriage for a man is like marrying a snake and all it does is take. Your attention, time, money, mental processing ability, and energy. By the time you realize you made a bargain with the devil for sex and procreation, your life is over. Women know this and that's why they're so happy during their wedding day. It's the day they celebrate securing themselves a slave. Number three, when you think of the United States and religion, usually thoughts about the Bible Belt come up, not Islam being the fastest growing religion in America. Also, I thought for sure that Judaism would be the fastest growing in Florida, but I guess I'm wrong. But seeing a percentage change is kind of misleading. How about looking at the majority of the country, and yes, it's more Catholic along the southern border because of Latinos, which I have no problem with. Up next, here's the difference between people in 2006 using the internet to escape reality, versus people using reality to escape the internet in 2026. For me, it's more like 1996. I used to log in for community and intellectual stimulation. Now I have to log off for sanity and because of all the toxic people online. The benefit of reality is that it's not as crowded as it used to be unless you're going to places where people take selfies. Number five, here's the difference between you being a kid and passing video games without knowing how to read, versus when you're an adult looking for walkthroughs on YouTube. As a kid, you had way more time to figure things out. Most of the times, I'm a lot worse playing video games today than when I was a kid, which is why I was surprised as to how good I was with Contra recently. Much better than as a child. But with most games like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for NES, I have no idea how I passed it as a kid. Moving on, Canada's Supreme Military Leaders say that Canadian military officers are monitoring people's negative comments online about a transgender lieutenant who threw a volleyball at a female police officer at highway speeds. Canada is doomed and this man is an embarrassment. Actually, it's a woman, but you get the point. Maybe Canada should follow the United States and stop letting in trans people to serve. The Canadian military should spend more time training and less time eating. Number 7, Ric Flair says that he slept with 10,000 women. That's more than one a day for 30 years. If it's true, then at least he's being honest that they weren't all tens, meaning he was banging anything that came knocking at his door with knockers. What I'm curious about is how many of them are below the age of 18. I wouldn't be surprised if his notch count is in the thousands. Anything after 10 or 20, you stop remembering faces, so it doesn't really matter anymore. Up next, here's some great news. Harvard's Women, Gender, and Sexuality Studies enrollment has crashed 60% with only 2 students now. Are they taking lesbian dance theory instead? But seriously, why wouldn't you be expecting this when conservatives are outbreeding liberals? And liberal education programs are going to see their enrollment fall. And the leftist professors will all get fired. Oh, happy day. Also, enrollment crashing 60% is a fancy way to say that there were only 5 students before. Number 9, why are so many people dropping their AirPods for wired ones these days? Many reasons, including that they're a lot less expensive, they get better sound, you don't have to charge them, and they're harder to lose. Plus, putting microwaves next to your head isn't a good idea, and neither is having a device that can lose signal. I never stopped using wired ones that I had from 10 years ago now. They still sound great and look great. I guess that's bad for business. Moving on, looks like even birds are getting red-pilled, with urban birds being more scared of women than men, and no one knows why. In the study, men could get 3 feet closer before they scattered. Maybe the birds have been watching Manosphere content. Maybe it's because the birds know that women aren't pure of heart or something. Next thing you know, the birds will start calling human resources on women to file a complaint. Bird misogyny strikes again. Number 11, and speaking of women, here's one in Texas, and she ruled in favor of the creation of an Islamic city in the state. Female nature run amok will destroy Western civilization. It's like they don't seem to register the danger of Islam even when it hurts other women. Islam counter-affects the effects of female-owned group preference, probably because it appears to subjugate women, but it also gives women even more covert control of men in such societies. Up next looks like Australia is just as cooked as Canada, with 32% of the country being foreign-born, and Indians are the largest immigrant group now. I'm so tired of this. There are probably so many Indians in Australia now that the people of Peru can smell them. Imagine what Australia is going to look like in another 20 years. Recently, I was targeted again by another Indian. This one a phishing scam claiming I violated somebody's copyright. And to find out what I did wrong, I needed to click a link that they provided me. Again, I'm so tired of this. Number 13, here are the Islamic laws around the world that fully or partially ban the burqa and niqab. It's a great start, but it still won't stop Muslim men from coming to the West and destroying it. Also, there's no ban on the hijab, but just the other two, so they can still track you with facial recognition cameras. The West should ban burqas and niqabs because they're inhuman. I saw two women eating their full meals under niqab in Egypt, and how they didn't spill any hot soup on them, I'll never know. Moving on, Woody looks like he's got a Woody, as he says that if a woman says she's got her naughty bits pierced, the correct answer is, I don't believe you. Obviously, so she gets frustrated and shows you. That's the correct response, but only if she's not fat. But telling her that is a bit redundant because she's sharing that fact with you because she's probably using it as an excuse to show you. You think you're tricking her, but she already wants to perform tricks on you. Number 15, is this the introvert's dream life? Living out in a forest with a library, gym, lake, and your rescue animal's house. It's all great until you need a hospital. Living out in the middle of nowhere is great so long as you don't need any help. Also, this looks like you're playing a live-action game of Minecraft. All that's missing are the zombies, skeletons, and creepers spawning in the forest. Most people wouldn't be able to survive here if there wasn't a coffee shop nearby. Up next, here's what an albino family in India looks like today. They kinda look like aliens from Star Trek. This is probably what most white women really see when an Indian guy hits on them. I'm wondering why they don't wear clothes that fit and put on some shoes. It's not like we haven't seen this before. They kinda remind me of Jake and Gary Busey. Whatever happened to the two of them? They got some great roles in the 90s and then disappeared forever. Number 17, and speaking of Indians, this one in Canada abducted a 9-year-old boy because he says that it's acceptable to do so in his culture. Actually, he's Pakistani, but they share a similar genetic legacy. And he begs the courts not to deport him. I think he's safe if it's actually a female judge. Then they'll probably let him stay. If it's okay for grown men to abduct children in Pakistan, then he can enjoy his culture back home instead. If we won't deport people for this, then what will we deport them for? Moving on, police in Malaysia found that people from India are more resilient to scammers than any other demographic. When a fish swims through water, it doesn't even notice it anymore. Basically, it takes a scammer to know one. In India, it's a culture of scam others or be scammed by them first. Indians always say things like, they only learned to scam from the British because they looted their country, while forgetting to mention izzat or their shame-based morality language and code. Number 19, don't be the guy with the flowers. Don't pay full price for what women give away for free to other guys. A wise man once said, never go to places with flowers and chocolate where others have gone with lubricant and condoms. Also remember not to be the first man either because it looks like he's wearing high heels. Then again, who am I to judge somebody's fetish? Whatever floats your boat, buddy. Up next, the prophecy has come true with Nicolas Cage being attacked by bees while filming a film called The Carpenter's Son. If he didn't scream out, no, not the bees, then he's no longer a great man. If he did, I'm sure the film crew died rolling on the ground. This happened in the summer of 2024. It happened in a cave in Greece. I met him in real life, and he's one of the nicest guys in Hollyweird, and very generous with his time, too. I wish him the best without the bees. Number 21, here's another female teacher doing naughty things, and this one avoided almost all accountability, which is probation for sexual misconduct with a 17-year-old. And it was even described as a 4-hour marathon session. And I bet her simp of a husband chose to stay with her. Meanwhile, a 19-year-old boy sleeps with a 17-year-old girl and is labeled a disgusting PDF file for life. And apparently he even started dating her before he turned 18. Moving on, people are saying that a 25-year-old woman shouldn't look like this. Yes, she should if she's been run through by 1,000 men and sits out in the sun all day drying out like a California raisin. Some people are speculating that she's in her mid-30s, but the official records say otherwise. Maybe she slept with the guy keeping the records and he changed her legal age or something. To me, she looks like she's in her early 40s. Number 23, the president and co-founder of the Mandarin Buffet in Canada, passed away recently. If you're in the Toronto area, that's one of the last semi-decent buffets left. Unfortunately, now that he's gone, the corporation is probably going to hire more Jeets for cheap, and the quality will go down. And speaking of Jeets, there used to be a great Indian buffet in downtown called Indian Flavor. It was the only decent one there, too. Many of the others are a scam, and they put in too much salt in their food, so you won't eat that much. Up next, the Canadian stock market is up 40% in the last year. Because commodities. It's thanks to Trump bombing Iran and driving the price of oil and fertilizer up. Also, gold has been on a tear and Canada has tons of gold miners. Meanwhile, for the ordinary Canadian peasant, wages are flat, the cost of living is up, and productivity continues to crash. When the 18-year business cycle comes to an end, Canadian stocks will probably correct. And the beaver will be revealed to have no panties. Number 25 and the last one looks like U.S. fertility rates just hit a brand new low at 1.62. Those are rookie numbers, we have to get those down. And we will because Gen Z can't afford housing and food, let alone to procreate. Meanwhile, Africa says hold my horsies as its population continues to spike. Although it's going to peak out at some point, black fertility will eventually crash as well. Jamaica, for example, has been below replacement since the early 2000s. But in the 60s, it was almost 6 kids per woman. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.